Yes, thank you. I made it the fruit of protection. I made it the fruit of protection. God is faithful to us. That no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Let's thank you for making protection of God. Let's thank you for making provision of God. For our ready to continue their projects. For God bless all the properties. Let's thank God for their ability. For their ability to achieve the means of building a blessing. Let's thank God. Let's give you glory. Let's worship. It is the Lord's doing. Lift your voice and bless him. From beginning to fall, the month of January and February, from beginning to the month of March, it is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our hearts. Let's bless him. For justifying us in our working place, for favoring us in our working place, in our business, it is the Lord's doing. Marvelous in our hands, for the glory of God upon our lives, that announces all wherever we go. Let's thank God. We can pray with the name of worship. All the mountain of us, the Father and the Lord. Let's cross the road in our hands together. Let's thank the Almighty God. For the month of February, for the exploit of fasting and prayer. We have started repeating with God. We have started repeating with faithfulness. We have started repeating testimony. We have started repeating answer for our prayers. Let's come to let us glory. For the fellowship of the brethren, that we can fellowship with one another, we can minister to God. Yes, Lord, we bless you. In the church of God, we have enjoyed the ministry of teachers. We have enjoyed the ministry of singing ministry, of the worship ministry. We have enjoyed the ministry of counseling. We have enjoyed the ministry of prayer. We have enjoyed the ministry of care, of support, of shepherding, of overseeing. Let's thank God for the church of God. You can enjoy the corporate blessing, corporate anointing, corporate grace. God, the glory and honor and grace that we are children of the Most High. You love us so much, and you have placed His blessing upon us. Bless them, leading to them from God. Bless them, Lord, Almighty God. Bless them, Lord, my own Father. We pray, I am the I am. We bless you. Our rock, our fortress, our defender, our shield, our salvation. The glory and the lifter up of our head. We bless your name. The Lord is strong and mighty. The Lord is mighty in battle. The Lord of hope is his name. The Lord of glory is his name. We bless you. We bless you. We honor you, God. We appreciate your presence of glory in our midst, in our lives. Bless them, bless the presence of your name. For every member of our family, we bless you. For every member of our church, we bless you. For all our children, we bless you. For answer prayer, we bless you. For prayer, we bless you. For prayer, we bless you. Rejoice and be glad in you. Lord, I bless you. We bless you. We confess you that you are the Lord, that you are God. There's no other God beside you. The Ancient of Days, the Rock of Ages, the I Am, the Incomparable God, incomparable in majesty, incomparable in power, incomparable in glory, the exalted, the magnified, in the name of Jesus. As we appear before you today to thank you, let our thanksgiving be accepted in your sight in the name of Jesus. Let your holy name be glory. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we worship. Before we sit down, we fasted in the month of February. And as I was looking at Joel chapter 2 again, I saw that there are a lot of things that God has promised us when we pray and fast. A lot of things that God wants us to expect when you pray and fast in an acceptable way. In that Joel chapter 2, the Bible tells us in verse 18 is the Lord's response when we fasted. Then the Lord will be jealous for his land and pity his people. Yes, the Lord will answer and say unto his people, behold, I will send you corn and wine and oil, and ye shall be satisfied. Therewith, and we no more make you a reproach among the heathen. But I will remove far from you the northern army, and will drive him into a barren and desolate land, with his face towards the east sea, and his inner part towards the open sea. And his teeth shall come up, and his evil savour shall come up, because he hath done great things. Then verse 21 says, fear not, O land, be glad and rejoice, for the Lord will do great things.
Amen.
For the Lord will do great things.
Amen.
Then verse 25 says, and I will restore to you the years that locusts have eaten.
Amen.
Verse 30 says, and ye shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and pray the name of the Lord your God, who has done wondrous things with you, and my people shall never be ashamed.
Amen.
And then verse 27 now says, and ye shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am the Lord your God, and none else, and my people shall never be ashamed.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
So when you fast acceptably, these are the things you need to expect. That God will be jealous or passionate about your case. That number two, that God will be merciful. Number three, that God will answer you. That God will bring you blessing, miracles and blessing on the way, that will satisfy you. Number four, that God will remove from you every form of reproach, every form of shame will give way to honor. Verse number six, God will deal with your devourers and the root of your problems. Yokes will be broken and bodies will be removed from your life. Then number seven says, God will do great things. Say you should not fear, reject fear. For reject doubt. Reject that an enemy is coming to attack me. Because God has said that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Because the presence of God is already upon your life. So reject fear. Believe God will do great things in your life. God will protect you. He that keepeth Israel, neither sleep nor slumber. Hallelujah. Number eight, that God will grant you fruitfulness. That new things will begin to spring forth. We have the testimony today, new things will begin to spring forth. Projects, properties, cars, jobs, businesses, new ideas that will launch you to your destiny will begin to spring forth. That's the promise when after you fasted, new anointing.
Amen.
New giftings.
Amen.
New callings.
Amen.
New ministry.
Amen.
We begin to spring forth.
Amen.
He said, when you fast acceptably, God will give you the former and the latter rain.
Amen.
Double portion blessing. Amen. Double rain.
Amen.
double rain that will complete your restoration.
Amen.
You know, the first rain is to water and soften your ground.
Amen.
And the second rain will generate your harvest.
Amen.
That former and latter rain is coming upon you.
Amen.
For your complete harvest to come.
Amen.
To manifest.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
He said, God will bring you full restoration.
Amen.
But that's why I said, I will restore.
Amen.
Like we have said 2 weeks ago, complete restoration. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Then God will make you experience signs and wonders.
Amen.
Then God will do wondrous things.
Amen.
Maybe in my own life. God will do wondrous things. The Bible says in Psalm 20, when they don't turn around the captivity of Zion, they were dead that dream. You shall have the same testimony.
Amen.
As the children of Israel.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Then it tells us that God will grant you abundant harvest.
Amen.
You will say, you shall eat in plenty.
Amen.
That's abundant harvest.
Amen.
Abundant opportunities.
Amen.
Overflowing blessings.
Amen.
That will also become a blessing to others.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We thank God for testimony we are hearing. You know, it's not that our daughter is going to commit suicide, but it's helping someone who is trying to commit suicide out of suicide. Saving a life. That's what God will do. It will make you to know yourself, to know your God, to be confident in your God, to know that God is satisfying with life, abundant life, and to extend that life unto others, to be a blessing unto others. You will be carrying the blessings of Abraham. God said, I will be blessed, I will bless you, and you shall be what? You shall be a blessing. And being a blessing, and becoming a blessing, because of overflowing blessings. Hallelujah. That is our portion. God will make you a blessing. And if you're blessed already, it will make you become a greater blessing. It will make you become a greater blessing. You should expect God will make you become a greater blessing. Confess, God is making me to become a greater blessing. To my people, to my neighbors, to my generation, in my working place, in my business environment, in my school, in my vocation. God is making me become a greater blessing. In the name of Jesus. Then God said, you will experience his presence. He said, my people will know that I am in the midst of Israel. You know that you will experience his presence. You will be carrying his presence wherever you go. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you want to confess and say, Father,
Father,
I'm expectant this month. I'm expectant this month that you'll be passionate about my case. You will be merciful unto me. You will answer my prayers. You will be bringing me miracles and blessings on a daily basis that will satisfy me. I'm expectant that you will remove every reproach in my life. Every reproach in my life is giving way to double honor. In the name of Jesus. Father, I'm expecting that you will deal with every devourer in my life, in my family, in my business, in my ministry, in my working place. You are dealing with every devourer. I'm expecting. In the name of Jesus. I'm expecting this month that you are dealing with every devourer. You are removing every yoke and bondage, every burden from my life. You are removing them. You are removing bondage. You are removing yoke. You are anointing upon my life. You are removing yoke and bondage. You are dealing with every form of devourer, every form of sickness. They are being terminated. They are being terminated in my life. Father, I'm expecting that you are doing great things. You will do great things in my life this month. Great things. You said, fear not, the Lord will do great things. I'm expectant of waiting this month. I'm expectant of blessings of praises this month. Great things in my life this month. I'm expectant. I'm expectant of great things. Some of us are not confessing. So if you don't need blessings of praises, don't do great things. Confess concerning the teaching that Lord, I'm expectant of great things for Pastor Ejiji. I'm expectant of blessings of praises for you on a day-to-day basis. Father, I'm expectant. I'm expectant. I'm rejecting fear. I'm rejecting doubt. I'm having faith and trust in my God. In my God, the Almighty God, the All-Powerful God. He has promised me he will not fail. It's not a man that should lie, neither the son of man that should repent. I'm expecting greatness in my business. I'm expecting greatness in my work. I'm expecting greatness in my career. I'm expecting great things over this month in the name of Jesus. I'm expecting Lord. I'm expecting greatness. I'm expecting you to grant me fruitfulness. Fruitfulness in all areas of my life. Fruitfulness in my job. Fruitfulness in my body. Fruitfulness in my ministry. Fruitfulness in my business. I'm expecting the fruitfulness. I'm expecting of new things. New things. New ideas. New opportunities. New favors. New anointing. New giftings. I'm expecting Lord, that will give you both from a latter rain, double portion rain, that will make my harvest to manifest. My harvest must manifest. This month of my harvest must manifest. I receive double portion rain. Double portion rain. Rain is falling upon me. Oh, rain. I receive the rain of from heaven. Showers of blessing. Rain from heaven above. The former and the latter rain. Double portion rain. That will complete my harvest. That will make my harvest to manifest. I'm expecting Lord. Of former and latter rain. I'm expecting Lord. Of food and restoration in my life. You said I will restore. You have said in your word that I will restore. You have promised me. Lord, I'm expecting, Lord, a full restoration, a complete restoration in the name of Jesus. I'm expecting, oh God, of repairing my life, of reconstructing my life, of rebuilding my life, of remodeling my life, of redecoration. You are redecorating me. You are remodeling me. You are overhauling me. So that I can appear in glory. I'm expecting, Lord, of complete restoration. Restoration, Lord, in all areas of my life. Lord, I'm expectant. I'm expecting of signs and wonders. Miracle signs and wonders in my life. You said you will do wondrous things. Lord, I'm expecting, Lord, of wondrous things in my life, of signs and wonders in my life. I'm expectant of miracles in my life. And you make me to become a miracle. I will become a miracle. A channel of signs and wonders to others. I'm expecting, Lord, that you grant me abundant harvest. You will grant me abundant harvest, overflowing harvest, overflowing blessings. You will bless me, indeed, O God, and make me a blessing. I'm becoming a greater blessing this month, O God, in my ministry, in my business, in my career, in my church, in my family, all around me. I'm receiving overflowing blessing this month. I'm becoming a greater blessing. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I'm expecting, Lord, of your presence in my life. You will go with me, O God. Your presence will be with me. Your presence will go with me. Your presence will be revealed in my life, in every area of my life, for the glory and praise of your holy name. So shall it be. As you have confessed, your expectation shall be met. Your expectation shall be realized. Your expectation shall become manifestation. Your expectation shall not be cut off. Your expectation shall not be disappointed. In the name of Jesus, the Lord grant you your petition. The Lord grant you your petition. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Give the Lord praise as we take our seat, please. Let's take our seat. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Glory. Royal men, look for you will meet briefly with Pastor Wole after the service. And the committee, the small committee working on something is to see practically after the service. Brother Mike and Linda is now. Please see my Christian friends. Amen. Glory to God. These are month of witnessing. Month of what? Witnessing. You are not exalted. Month of witnessing. God wants you to witness for Him. That's the great commission that God assigned to us. He said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Acts 1:8, God said, you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses. I am a witness for Jesus. I am a witness for Jesus. Amen. So it's our month of witnessing. We've been discussing many things about witnessing. We just interjected with business service day, like we have mentioned, third Sunday of the month instead of Saturday. So to make it more easier for you, we put it on the third Sunday of the month. We have a business day. Essentially, we'll be discussing business, career, job opportunities. Some of us who are professionals in our ministry, we'll let you know. And also want to set up a kind of business directory so that we know what you are doing. Whether some of us are doing here, we don't want to know some of, we advertise your business that day, praise the Lord. Some of us are selling clothes, we want to advertise it. Some of us are selling, what do you call this on the net? Jewelries. We want to advertise it. Some of us are professionals, lawyers, bankers, accountants. We want to know you. Praise the Lord. So want you, maybe next week, we ask the admin section, are you to do a kind of questionnaire so that you can fill it. We want to know more about your professional business, and we use that thing to interact and let us know what we are doing within our community. Praise the Lord. And also share some helpful ideas. Third Sunday of March. Amen. So let's take note. And we have been asked to organize a special guest service day on the Easter Sunday. On Easter Sunday in April, we have a special guest service day whereby we show a film about Jesus, a short film about Jesus. Also, from that, we give people free books to follow them up on the on understanding more about Jesus. They call it Life Explored. So we'll be giving people books, free books on that day. And also, because it's a special service, we have some socializing also that day. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we'll get flyer ready next week or the week after so that you can be inviting your friends. So the essence is for us to use that Easter Sunday to win souls. Amen. So that through you, through me, God will bring souls of His kingdom. Amen. As we celebrate the death and resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. So I think it's our month of witnessing. I want to begin by sharing on thanking God of love. Thanking the God of love. Because it's through the love of God that we are where we are today. We are saved by grace and we are commissioned to be His witnesses. It is through the love of God, unmerited love of God, that we are saved. Like we have read in John chapter 3. Chapter 3, verses 13 to 21. But let me just concentrate on verse 16. He says in verse 16 is a popular verse of the scriptures. John chapter 3. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, have everlasting life. You need to read that with me. That's what you'll be using to witness. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So God's love was so tremendous to us, so great towards us, to send his best gift, Jesus, to come and die for us, so that we will not perish, but have everlasting life. So we see that God's love is different from what the world offers. It's different, it's unconditional. When we are still sinners, Christ died for us. Romans chapter 5 verse 8. Romans chapter 5 verse 8, it says that God commended his love towards us, in that while we are yet sinners, Christ died for us. While we are yet sinners, Christ died for us. And in 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 9, 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 9, the Bible says, God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come unto repentance. His whole purpose is to see that as many people are rescued from darkness and brought to light. Hallelujah. Amen. Including our enemies. Hallelujah. Do you get that? Including your enemies. God doesn't want them to die, to perish in their sins. God wants us to rescue them and bring them to his light. So that the love of God is a special love. It's called agape love, unconditional love. It's the kind of love that he expects us to show, care for the brethren and for non-brethren. When you are working on, when you are operating on this law, you have compassion on people that are out there. Hallelujah. Amen. When you are operating the love of God, you do not expect anything from them. You are doing it unconditionally, without any ulterior motive. You just want them to be redeemed, to be saved. It's not based on impulse of feeling. It's not based on impulse of feeling, but on your understanding of the selfless love of God towards us, that you want to extend that same kind of sacrificial love unto others. And that's the way you can be a blessing, when you're able to sacrifice yourself, sacrifice your time for others without expecting any benefit in return. And that kind of law is what human marriage is molded about. Because in Ephesians chapter 5, when the man of God was trying to describe the marriage of human marriages, he described it as the same as the marriage of Christ and the church. That Christ loved the church so much that he died for the church. The Bible says he loved his own unto the end. So his love is not conditional. He loved Peter unto the end. He loved Judas Iscariot unto the end. Hallelujah. Amen. He still called Judas Iscariot friend, even when Judas was betraying him. He loved his own unto the end. And the same kind of love that God wants you to extend, even in families, unconditional, selfless love, sacrificial love, unto your wife, unto your husband, unto your children. Hallelujah. God wants us to extend the same love. In John 15, 13, Jesus Christ said, greater love hath no man than this, that a man should give his life unto his friends. A man should give his life. Have you loved your wife so much as to be ready to give your life to your friend, to her? Have you loved your brother so much as you are ready to give your life to your brother? And so this kind of love that God loves us, if you want to be operating in the same nature of God, will drive you to start looking for people for salvation. You will not allow you to close your mouth with your friends. You will not allow you to close your mouth. You will not allow you to be distracted by the snobbishness of your friends. It will drive you to start a fellowship in your working place. Thank God for the testimony in the last thanksgiving service that Brother Christie gave. He started a fellowship in his working place, and God is making a tremendous impact. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It will drive you to start a fellowship in your working place or in your neighborhood, to start a house fellowship in your neighborhood. Maybe to start a house fellowship in your neighborhood, invite people. It not be that the pastor or the church that is pushing you, go and start the house fellowship. But when you have the love of God in you, you don't want to keep it to yourself alone. You want to share it with others. People will say all kinds of things, using your house for God. But when the love of God is there, you'll be ready to sacrifice anything for the sake of the kingdom. It will make you to do a personal evangelism in the bus. Make you to carry flyers and tracts with you all the time. Make you to do personal evangelism in the bus or in the train or in the plane. Hallelujah. Make you to do evangelism wherever you find yourself. The love of God must be born in your heart as a child of God. But some of us, that love has weighed down. We have departed from the first love. As God told the Ephesian church, the Laodicean church, he said they should repent. They departed from their first love. As we are thanking the God of love today, may the fresh fire of his love burn afresh in our life,
Amen.
In our hearts,
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The love of God that is shown to us will make you also to be concerned with your other brethren and see where you can help them, where you can help them or care for them. Love has to do with caring. God cares for us. He sacrificed his best for us. Hallelujah. It's the love of God is not the kind that the world offers. The world offers another dimension of love, which you can call filio or eros. Filio due to friendship, affectionate feelings or love towards others, towards your friend, towards your brother. Like Jonathan have a filio kind of love towards David, as friends, as brothers. That one, somehow conditional. Also, Aaron's kind of love, based on of desire. Desire, lustfulness, sexual desires, and things like that. Aaron's kind of love is self-motivated kind of love that others are. We had the story in the news of recent, about 2 weeks ago, about Ellen Bailey, an author, Ellen Bailey, whose husband murdered because of money. So she went into a relationship with her. She wanted to marry her. While the woman was planning wedding, he was planning to murder her. And she drug her with a kind of drug until she suffocated her to death. That's the kind of that love the world offers for selfish motive, because she wants to inherit her wealth, about £4 million worth and property. You know, until Nimesi catch up with her, that we think. Hallelujah. And that's why we have to be careful about who we befriend as people of God. You have to know which kind of dimension of love people are coming to you. Whether it is genuine, whether it's agape, whether it's filial, or whether it's eros. Hallelujah. And that's why we tell our young ones that don't let it be love at sight. Pray very well. Let your ministers, your mentors, your pastors know about your relationship. Don't just go, let them pray for you also, so that God can guide you.
Amen.
You will not miss in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We need to thank God of love for three major reasons before we pray. Number one, he demonstrated his love by sending his best gift. We mentioned that his son to die for us, Romans 5:8. Number two, he restored us back to our original positions. and blessings. Galatians chapter 3, 13 to 14 says, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Let someone say, I've been redeemed from the curse of the law. And the blessings of Abraham are my portion. I've been redeemed from the curse of the law. The blessings of Abraham are my portion. God will not permit us to dwell much on it. But the blessings of Abraham, it makes God to say to his priest, his Lord, he said, bless my people. He said, in this wise, number chapter 6, 22 to 27, in this wise, you will bless my people. He said, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift his countenance upon you and give you peace. And he said, and you shall put my name upon them. The name of God that spares victory. Then you shall put it upon my people. The name of God that is Jehovah Jireh, the Lord that provides, you shall put it on my people. The name of the Lord that is called Jehovah El Shaddai, the all-sufficient God, the double-breasted God, you shall put it on my people. The name of the Lord that spares protection, you shall put it on my people. Jehovah Roy, the Lord is my shepherd. So you shall put it on my people. The name of the Lord that spares healing, the Lord that healed thee, Jehovah Rapha, you shall put it on my people. Amen. That's the blessing that you are called to enjoy. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And may you enjoy those blessings in his fullness. Amen. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And lastly, is we need to thank God of love because he's preparing inheritance for us in glory. It's amazing. You must not miss it. I will not miss it. In the name of Jesus. God is not a selfish God. He's a selfless God. When you think about this, Jesus said in John chapter 14, he said, let not your heart be troubled. Verse 1 to 3. He said, believe in God. Believe also in me. He said, in my Father's house, I go to prepare a place for you. If it were not so, I would not have told you. It's not a lie. He said, I'm going to prepare mansions for you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I'm going to prepare mansions for you. Not only that, you know, another amazing thing about this promise, he said that you will be joint heirs with Christ. It's not that he's taking everything. No. He said you will be joint heirs with him. You will inherit all things with him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Revelation 21:7 says, and you will be my son. And you will inherit all things. All things. Is that not quite amazing? That's why whatever you need to do, make sure you prepare to get to heaven. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's going to be awesome there.
Amen.
And it's to be eternity.
Amen.
So don't let the little things of this world hinder us from getting to heaven. The Lord will help us.
Amen.
Don't let unforgiveness in that you forget to heaven. Forgive your brother, forgive your sister. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are called to forgive each other. As a member of the family, we can offend one another. So let's learn to forgive and move on with life. Amen.
Amen.
Don't let any sickness, any compromise hinder you from entering into glory. You will make it in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Help me tell your neighbor, you will make it in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. So let's thank God. Thank him for what God of love, for what he has done for you, and for what he has planned for you. For showing amazing love unto us. Special love for us. By sending his best gift unto us. Let's thank him. Let's thank him not only that, for the restoring us to our original positions and blessings. Let's thank him for such kind of amazing love that prepares inheritance and glory for us. Let's thank God. Let's bless him. I want you to ask him, Lord, as I thank you, please empower me to show love, to manifest love as you have done to me, to others, in the name of Jesus. Empower me with Holy Ghost. The Bible says it, the the Holy Ghost, the love of God can be shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Spirit. Romans chapter 5. Empower me to begin to operate in divine love, sacrificial love, God's kind of love. Towards my brother, towards my sister, towards members of my family, towards my neighbors, towards unbelievers, as well in the name of Jesus. Thank you. In Jesus' name. If you are not sure of your salvation, we give you opportunity to say, Jesus, I sincerely surrender unto you today. I repent of my past sin. Be my Lord and Savior. I want to inherit glory. I want to enter into heaven. Make it possible for me. Jesus, save my soul today and write my name in the book of life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you. As many as are saying yes to me, Lord, please accept them. Save their soul. Write their name today in the book of life. Blessed be your name. Jesus' name we have prayed.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Say next to me, you just want to rejoice and thank God for His goodness. So let's dance, let's praise Him, to give Him thanks for all that He has done in our lives in the past month. As we look forward to the following month, let us pronounce the blessings of God upon you.